Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Psalm 145, verse 8 reads, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made." Amen.
Amen. see the works of your hands. A galaxy spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming. And I hear the thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are, so
since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret. How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? has it been since your mind felt at ease? And how long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Oh, how long has it been since you knelt with your Lord and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the whole night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day's worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? And how long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Since you knew that he cared for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Psalm 27 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." Amen.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait. I will see.